The Pennsylvania exit poll suggested that Hillary Clinton still maintains her edge among white Democrats, something we talked about for just a few minutes. We've been checking in with a panel of Pennsylvania voters during the primary campaign. We wanted to welcome two of them back just briefly to talk about the results. Joining me is Rick Bloomingdale of the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO and Connie Guy of the Lancaster County Democratic Women's Association. Thank you both for joining us again.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Rick, now you told us Monday you were still undecided. What happened yesterday? How'd you come out?
Well, you know, after a lot of thought, it came down to who's going to revitalize the economy, who is better on manufacturing. Pennsylvania is still a big manufacturing state, and we need an industrial strategy in this country so that we don't give away everything to the rest of the world. And when push came to shove, I thought that based on, you know, some comments that Senator Clinton had made at a manufacturing summit in western Pennsylvania, I just felt that she knew the issue a little better than he did.
Okay.
And I ended up, now this is obviously no endorsement by the national AFL-CIO, they do that. But personally, when I walked into that voting booth, I felt that she would be a little better and on trade and voted for her.
I got you. Now, Connie, you've been strong for Hillary Clinton all along. Something you said to us before was it's both of their time, but it's Hillary's turn. Do you think that other voters shared your opinion? Do you think that was kind of the relevant factor in her victory? Do you think it was something else?
Well, you know, I've used that term quite a bit here lately, especially this last few weeks with a lot of the Hillary Clinton supporters, obviously, that I've been working with and volunteering with. And, you know, I get that chuckle from people and that raised shoulder that says, you know what, you're right. It is both their time, but it's not his turn. It's her turn.
What does that mean, though, really? What are you saying? You think she's just more experienced?
Because I think she's more experienced. I think she has a lot more to bring to the table. She's a fighter. I mean, this gal's a scrapper, let me tell you. I'm real proud of her. Now, Lancaster County here, unfortunately, did not carry Clinton yesterday.
What? Connie, you must not have worked hard enough. Come on now. They must not have heard your interview with us.
I'm telling you. But, Lancaster County didn't carry Clinton heavily. In fact, I was just sitting here this morning looking at the numbers. The city, the numbers between Obama and Clinton were 2707. In the boroughs, it was a smaller margin. It was 413 apart in votes. 1296 in the townships here.
Okay.
But I'm just really proud that she pulled out Pennsylvania, and I think it's all because she is definitely the stronger candidate. And for me personally, I don't believe it has anything to do with race or woman. It has to do with experience versus inexperience.
Okay, very briefly, Rick, do you think race mattered? Connie says she doesn't think it did. What do you think?
You know,
very briefly, if you would.
I think people put that aside and looked at who they thought would best represent them in the general election. I guess the person earlier said that there were 8% who said that they couldn't vote for an African American. Those are probably on the other side.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll have to fight about that later. Thanks. Rick Bloomingdale with the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO. Connie Guys with the Lancaster County Democratic Women's Association. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right.